The bill would extend the current statute of limitations law to allow a 3-year window between when New Yorkers find that their water has been contaminated with toxins linked to cancer and other diseases and when they can bring a lawsuit. The Senate sponsor, Senator Kathy Marchione, who represents Hoosick Falls, says it's a top priority for her in the remaining days of the session.
There can't be a time limit on justice for Hoosick Falls families. Our legislation allows those harmed by contaminants at a Superfund site to bring personal injury claims against the polluter for up to 3 years after the site has been designated as a Superfund site.
Michelle Baker, a Hoosick Falls resident, says she wants, at the very least, the right to hold potential polluters accountable.
Our water has been contaminated for possibly decades. There are countless residents in the area every night, like myself, and moms that go to bed, possibly with a tear in her eye, or wake up that way wondering, is my child going to be sick next? Am I going to be sick next? What do we do to stop this?
The majority of assembly members backed the bill. But Senator Marchione admits that even though the bill was written back in February, she has yet to speak to the Senate leader, John Flanagan, about the measure. But she says she's encouraged that the bill advanced through the Senate Judiciary Committee. And she says she plans to talk to the Senate leader in the 3 days left in the legislative session. Senator Marchione says she instead has been discussing whether the Senate should hold hearings on how the Cuomo administration handled the Hoosick Falls water crisis. There's been allegations that officials in Governor Cuomo's health department knew of the PFOA contamination a year and a half before they warned residents. The Cuomo administration acted early in 2016 after the federal EPA's regional administrator in late 2015 told villagers not to drink their water. But Senator Marchione says while she's not ruling out hearings, she'd rather work cooperatively instead right now.
I think when you start pointing fingers and you start laying blame, it's harder to work with people. I don't want anything stopping the progress that has been made in Hoosick.
Marchione says creating a task force instead is a better idea to decide how to handle cases of potential chemical contamination in drinking water in the future. The senator admits, though, that not all of the meetings in a task force might be public. Baker, who as a Hoosick Falls resident is the senator's constituent, says she'd rather have public hearings.
I do support the hearings because then that way residents can be present. We might have the opportunity to ask questions. We can hear every answer that's given.
Baker says she thinks the hearings could proceed without finger pointing. Senator Marchione concedes she has similar questions about who knew what when on the PFOA contamination.
And if that's real, we need to know why that occurred. And I don't know what the answer is because I'm not part of those agencies. But if that did occur, we do need to know.
But she maintains hearings would not be the right way to go at this time. The assembly sponsor of the statute of limitations extension, John McDonald, says he'd like to hold hearings.
We should be conducting hearings of some sort. It's something that I think has merit to it.
And he says he's asked the assembly speaker for permission to do so. But Assembly Speaker Carl Hasty says while he's not ruling out holding hearings on the state's handling of the Hoosick Falls water crisis sometime in the future, he doesn't plan on holding them anytime soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.